Ten Commandments can't take you to heaven. Ten Commandments is a guideline of how you should live. There are many, many other commandments after Ten Commandments. Am I communicating? The Ten Commandments is just a guideline on how you should live. Spirituality is not religiosity. There are people that know on Sunday, if you see their cross, they have one big cross they kept somewhere. On Sunday, they just go to the cross. Monday to Saturday, they can kill, they can do anything. But Sunday, they go and carry that cross. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be now, world without end. And religiosity. That's religion. That's religion. They come to church, they have their seats. They sit there. Nobody takes it from them. Time for prayer. As soon as they get out of the church, they know what they do. Study your Bible. You discover that Judas never called Jesus Lord. He called him Master. Matthew 26:49, when he came to betray him, he said, "Hail, Master!" Was that the general name they called him? No. In Luke chapter 5, verse 8, when Peter saw the miracle that Jesus performed, Peter says, "My," he said, "depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinner." Others called him Lord, but Judas called him Master. In other words, you are not my savior. I'm only following you as an apprentice. There are people, oh my God, there are people who God is not in their heart, it's only in their head. If they quote Bible, you will fear. But if they keep malice, you also fear. If they speak in tongues, you will take off. But they open their mouth to abuse you. If they abuse you, your blood pressure will shoot up. If they abuse you. I was in the plane and somebody was trying to abuse them. Is it the hell says or something? Not abuse. Was trying to be polite. He said, "I'm just being polite with you. Because if I take my time to say you are stupid, I'm just being polite. If I call you an idiot, as you have said three things here. Come and see concocted insults. You could see the lady about boiling, but she's doing her job. She has to be professional. She was saying, "Please don't insult me." It's okay, go inside. I said, "I'm not going anywhere. You are a compound mental." Hey, I was just looking at the man. All this grammar, if you use them well, you would have been a big man. This grammar you knew should be converted into cash. Rather is to abuse somebody doing a duty. Judas! They are very religious. When you see them carrying, there are people today, after every offense, they'll go to communion, go and confess. Just go there. You know, if I finish dealing with you, I'll go for confession. But I will take my time to. Nothing restrains them. Ladies and gentlemen, in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the Bible says, "And the disciples, were first called Christians in Antioch." He didn't say the people. He said the disciples. We are first called Christians in Antioch. So for you to be called a Christian, you must have been a disciple. The disciples were first called Christian in Antioch. Are you a disciple? Disciple is one who is a prototype of Jesus. If people see you, they are seeing a smaller Jesus in words, in deeds, in actions, and in character. Ask your neighbor left and right, are you a disciple? You know, a man came to Jesus by night. You remember him? John chapter 3. He came by night. He was religious. He came to Jesus. He was asking Jesus, sit down, please. He was asking Jesus sensitive questions, sensitive matters. Take your seat. Sensitive matters. Sit down, ushers. Sensitive matters he was asking, but he was asking at night. You were asking light to answer questions at night. Asking him. No man can do these great miracles except God be with him. And he came at night. There are Christians who are Christians at night. Because light will reveal who they are. They serve God in the clover and cover of darkness. Why at night? He was a religious person. And Jesus said to him, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Pride! Because of his position. How can they see me with Jesus during the day? So Jesus humbled him to a child. You are an adult? No, except a man be born again. He said, okay, did you say the man will go into his mother's womb and be reborn? Jesus said, but it's your business. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. There are people in the house of God who are arrogant. How can somebody come to church and the first, a governor will come to church and they will call him His Excellency before the Most Excellency? There are things we have to be careful about. Pray! There are people who come to church. When they enter church, they expect the preferential treatment they get in the banking world. Is the group managing director of a bank, is the regional bank director, is the governor, the executive governor, the chief executive of that state. So as he enters the church, he should be given preferential treatment. People should be shaking because a human being who is stealing money has entered. We were having counseling one time, and I saw a man coming to the church, yes, several years ago, with so many mobile policemen. And then people used to stay on the queue when I counseled. So I was seeing them turn by turn. He was coming with guns. And I was sitting down counseling. And he just left everybody, came and stood in front of me. And I said, how are you? He said, fine. You know me? I said, of course I do. You're governor of so and so state. He said, yes. He said, I came to see you. I said, join the queue. Go to the back, join the queue. So the ADC said, sir, you don't know him. I said, when you stand behind your boss, join the queue. So he humbled himself, he joined the queue. And I made sure I counseled the person that got to the turn before him. When he got to his turn, I said, next week, I'm tired. Now, that was not disregard. That was to humble him. That when it comes to God, you are immaterial. You are infinitesimal. You are like the zero before the zero before the zero beyond the decimal point. He said, he that exalted himself shall be debased. If you raise up yourself in God, in God's house, God will bring you down. But if you bring down yourself, God will. Am I communicating this morning? Let me tell you three things about religious people. Can I shock you? Number one thing about religious people, only God knows their true identity. In verse 6 of John chapter 12, the Bible says Judas was a thief. Nobody knew except the writer of the Bible. And he was a thief. There are some religious people that if you try to trace them, you can't. Only God. The man would dupe you and be quoting the Bible. He would dupe you. He said, you don't understand. See, my brother, you don't understand. I can't hurt you. The Bible says, let brotherly love continue. He has just duped you. He has just duped you. You only God. The Bible says, and Judas, what he said was not. In John chapter 12, about the alabaster box that was broken. He didn't say that because he loved the Lord. He said that because he was a thief.
Please help me tell 6 people left and right. Tell them God knows you. An alabaster box of ointment and broke it on Jesus' feet. And Judas got angry. The Bible said because he was a thief. Judas got angry. He was angry. Why? Jesus Christ was being honored with what? A perfume. Ordinary perfume. You are angry that pouring it on the feet of the man who made you a treasurer. Second thing about religious people, one of the signs of religion, you how to know them is that little experiences make them accuse God. Little. Perfume. Perfume. Somebody was angry with God. Many of you here are religious. I'll tell you how to know them. Spirit of religion is what makes people ask, tell somebody on left and right again, say, God knows you. God, why? God, why? You imagine somebody drop handset. That's what they dropped to. And he's now angry. I dropped my handset last week. And my condition has not changed. Handset. Come and connect it. I dropped my phone. I expected that by now, God would have visited me. Handset that people dash people at political rally. Free. Even though they know they won't vote for them. Little shaking. Do you know even animals understand changes? In biology, there is what they call tolerance and adaptation. It's in biology. What is tolerance? Tolerance is the ability of an organism to withstand unfavorable minor changes in its environment, such as physical and chemical factors. Now, wait. What is adaptation? Adaptation is the ability of an organism to adjust to its environment in order to survive. Animals understand changes, and a human being is angry with God at changes. Animals, when they see a change in the environment, that's what that adaptation means. When you see a change in your environment, what do? Adjust. Animal. See, I like the word. It sounds English, but it's biology. It's called tolerance. It sounds English. Physical factors, chemical factors, they withstand because they generate a nature inside of them. Am I communicating? Sit down. Every animal has got what they call defense mechanism. When they see, there's an inbuilt defense system. Have you seen the porcupine? If you touch the porcupine, you are in trouble. It releases sharp objects. For the snail, the defense mechanism is the shell. It just coils. You can't kill me until you break this shell. The tortoise, the same thing. Believer go through shaking and God has become their mate. Father, if you are God, why am I not married? God said, this is your bad mouth. You won't marry. With this bad mouth, you are accusing me alone. I can bear it. If I put a man in your life, he will kill you. People think that God has... That's one thing I can't stand. The God that made you, that created the heavens and the earth, because of a small challenge. Father, you better bless me so that my enemies will know. God said, your enemies have... They already know. They already know. Said, you? With this your bad mouth? They already know. I told a young man that brought 3 chairs in the sitting room. After he fasted and fasted, they didn't get a job. And he brought 3 chairs. And he said, "Now, God is the Father. God is the Son. God is the Holy Spirit. How many times did I call you?" He said, "God is the Father.
God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. How many times did I call you? If I join 419, it is your fault. If I become an armed robber, it is your fault.
Jehovah, you are talking to him like that? Psalm 115 verse 3.
He said, our God is in heaven.
And he has done whatever he pleased. If God kill you, you can't take him to court. You only take to court a man you can see. He's in heaven. There are believers who don't even fulfill financial covenant obligations. And they are the ones that, they don't pay tithe. No offering. But if you know what they expect from God, some people are so stingy. So stingy that even their excreter, no dog can eat it. They are that wicked. If a dog bounce on the excreter, they will go to court and get a court injunction that will make that dog pay compensation. That even what their body rejects, they still protect. Stingy. The deeper English for them is scrungy. Am I communicating here? Now, how long have you been accusing God? The same energy it takes to cry is what it takes to fight. Stop accusing God. Father, Lord, look at my life. Lord, what are you doing? It should never come out of your mouth. God is not wrong. God can never be wrong. God is awesome. No matter your condition, it doesn't move him. He said to John the Baptist and his disciples, blessed is the man who is not offended in me. I sowed seed for 2 years and I did not see any physical blessing. I kept on sowing. I didn't see physical money. I didn't see money. I didn't see anything. I was sowing. Nothing was coming. I was sowing. But it never came to my mind that what is going on? Why is God making? No! I knew that time and chance happened to them all. You are serving God and you lost your relationship. Kneel down and thank him. Because he knew that relationship will kill you if you go ahead. That's why he took you out of it. You had an accident and your car packed up and you survived. Thank him because he knew that car will kill you. So he took the car away. Don't become an Indomie Christian. Just little thing. No. Be firm. Adapolo Toso. God cannot be wrong. Hello? God cannot be wrong. The Bible says, in all that Job, how would you feel? How would you feel your Job? I know if I won't mention the story of Job, as I mentioned the name now, the first thing that came to people's mind is God forbid. Job never said God agree. He also said God forbid until it happened to him. So no matter how you forbid and God forbid, you must go through the university of training. You must go through it. If God is your choice, then furnace must be your passage. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Go and see a goldsmith. That object you see that's glittering passes through fire. Serious oven, not just an oven. The hotter the experience, the brighter and the shiner the destiny. Am I communicating here? Yeah. This is a group of Christians. If you are not mega child by now, you should know I can't stand such a thing. No, I can't. Sir, I want to tell you. Sir, if you know what I've been through in my life. Sir, I want to ask you. Sir, is God really alive? Eh? They will throw you from my office through the window. Who are you asking is alive? The Almighty God. Because of this little thing you are going through? This little thing? Do you want to know what men have been through? And they still love the Lord? They still follow God? A man sent me an SMS. He said, I'm coming for a retreat in the Equator Church. I want to know if they permit people to sleep in the church. And I said, we don't permit. Whatever retreat you are doing, I pray that God answers your prayer. He said, amen. Just join me in faith. I'm just thanking him for my life. I said, okay. He said, he's 51 or 52. He said, during the war, he lost his wife and 6 of his children. He lost his job, lost everything. That the mom came to visit him, the mom died in the process. That he wants to ask God for the next direction for ministry. I called him. I didn't reply. I called him.
I said, you are a Christian. And I began to speak to his life. You know what some of you say? Where is God, dude? Where is God, dude? Six children, dude. Wife, mother, But a man said, I'm asking for the next. And when I was talking to him, I said, you mean you lost them? He said, sir, all I see now is heaven. Because even if they grew up, they got married, my wife grew up, I will stand on my own, they will stand on their own. So they have gone to stand on their own. I want to join them to stand. That's a Christian. You ordinary car. Car. What's car? Tire. On your way to church, tire just burst. Boom! See, I said it. Christians, sit down, please. They are only Christians when things are. Look at some believers when things are good. If you see them dancing, very easy to make them not sing. Just one, just hunger, hunger, only hunger. You should, that's how they sit down. Very humble. But when they have eaten, are they smile? I just they tell them say, why they have eaten? But when there's hunger, you see them taking praises in a worship tone. Oh man, that's a praise song. Bell. One time, we trekked long distance to a program. When we got there, see us bubbling. As we bubbling, brother said, boy, we just did dance. I will take you back. I say, I will take come. Oh boy, yeah, dance. If you know the distance we trek was like here to Agbede. That's where we walked. So when we're sitting, he was dancing. How are we going back? I said, I don't care. Time to go back, we'll go back. Oh yeah. We're rejoicing, happy. One day we're to go to Elisha from Benin. We're going to Elisha. The program was to be held the next day. We waited for transport. We didn't get transport. So I called the brother. I said, how far is Elisha? He told me. I said, yeah, what the trek? He said, you know where? I said, we'll get there. Anyhow, we'll get there. Then, right in the midst of that, somebody came and sold 400 naira. That was what took us there. God saw that I was ready to go on my feet. There is nothing that is a resistance to a man who loves God. Can't question God. David prayed, the child died. David went to take his bath. Take his bath, he ate. The servant said to him, this man, before your child died, you did it. Now your child is dead, you are eating. What can I do? What can I do? Should I, as I've lost the child, should I lose my appetite too? Yes! Got excited. I'm asking you a question. I know you will say, God forbid. If you lose your car, will you see you in church the next day? I know you say, back to sender. But I'm telling you, this is true Christianity. If today, the bank say your money in the account, the bank has folded up. As I'm talking now, God forbid in your heart is up to 20. You have said that about 20 times. Will you still be excited? I love the Christianity that follows God despite the shaking, despite the challenge, despite all. You know what Job said? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. The third thing about religious people are judgmental people, very judgmental. I'm still talking on that religiosity. Religious people are judgmental. Look at the way Judas condemned that woman. What is she doing? A woman that honored Jesus and brought her seed, he condemned her. He said, now look at this. Look at the phrase. He said, couldn't this perfume be sold and given to the poor? There was nothing wrong in that statement. But there was everything wrong in who said it. It's not the statement that is the issue, it's the speaker. Am I communicating?
at all. It's not what we say. It's who says it and how we say it. And when we say it. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was being honored, and somebody is talking of the poor. Judging the woman. Judgmental people, they are religious people. They can condemn people. They believe that if you wear earrings, you are going to hell. Judgmental. When they see your hair permed or made, you are a sinner. That the Holy Ghost told you personally to serve God without jewelry doesn't mean that is what he's speaking to somebody else to do. Be matured enough to understand that dimension. I told you that there was a brother that used to be amongst us. When I'm fasting, he's eating. I told you the story. When I'm fasting, he's eating. I'm fasting. This young man is eating. But when he comes out to manifest here, you go fear. Eating. You are praying. And somebody else is sleeping. Don't judge him. Leave him. He knows his relationship with God. He knows his relationship with God. See the way she's dressing. Sinner. Who made you a judge? Those are emotional Christians. Bible called those are the ones they call Pharisee and Sadducee. Pharisees are very far to see. Sadducees are sad to see. Judgmental. Judge not that ye may not. All those people who are wearing earrings, they are going to hell. What about those ones that are wearing makeup? They are going to hell. What about those ones that do their hair? They wear skimpy clothes, they wear jumpers, they wear all kinds of clothes. What God will help us in Jesus' name. Must you talk like that to tell us what you want to say? And a lot of us, we have religious Christianity, not the fear of God. You see a woman that's not wearing earring, not wearing makeup, but still keeping malice. You better go and wear it too. Malice. Now, am I promoting wrong dressing? No, sir. You know I stand in this church. If you are not well dressed, there are women outside that will escort you. If your makeup is too much, they will give you tissue paper to reduce it. Am I correct? They are here. They will help you, give you. I know a young lady that sent me a text. I will never go to your church again. I said, why? He said, they gave me tissue to clean my makeup. I said, yeah, sorry. Come back to church next time. We still have more in case you still make up like that. There are people who are judgmental. They see it as if nobody's doing what they are doing, the people are not righteous. Well, you don't understand. A church, they carried koboko for a warfare service. Physical koboko. Horse whip. And so I was angry. Can you fight the devil physically? I said, keep quiet. You don't know the revelation that God gave the pastor. Keep quiet. If God revealed to me, I won't do that. Because there are some of you I know, you beat ushers. If you bring horse whip to church, you will beat. I know you already have people you planned for. You start whipping. Ah! You see what I say? It's prayer. So I said to him, I said, don't be critical. You don't know what God has spoken to this man about. So why are you condemning? You were not there when God told him. You were not there when God spoke to him. So leave him alone. Leave him alone. Am I communicating? Don't be judgmental. When people do things, leave them with God. Leave them with God. Oh, that brother, I saw him somewhere. Sit down. A group of brothers went for evangelism in the house. They went to see a bishop for tracts, so he could give them tracts. When they got there, they saw liquid in a container. And the liquid was like palm wine. And the bishop was turning it and drinking. Hey, the brothers were looking at themselves. Bishop de Shako. Bishop, they drink palm oil. bishop. He.
And as he was talking to them, he was just drinking it. He wasn't sipping. He was gulping. He was drinking and he kept the...
Like, say, hey, you want tracts?
He gave them. From that bishop's house, they went straight to the bar.
Madam! Fill bottle.
Make we flow like bishop. Let's flow in some palm wine rims. And they began to drink. So when they were coming out, they were staggering. The brother saw them. I went to report to the bishop. The same bishop. So they were waiting for the bishop to call them. The bishop called them and said, "Your lordship, sir. Sir, that day when we come for your trust, your lordship, sir, you were doing something, sir. So is that thing you were doing as our pastor? We now left to go and do." So what was I doing? Say, "You were drinking something." Say, "What was I drinking?" They told, say, "Oh. Is that why you went to drink palm wine?" They say, "Yes, sir." He called his boy, said, go, bring that container." They brought it. It was cowbell milk mixed with water. They didn't know. He said, "You would have asked me. It's milk with water." He said, "It looked like palm wine." You see what that's from in your mind's eye? Judgmental. Number two. Are you getting something this morning? Number two, about the Judah generation. If you study your Bible, you discover as soon as Judas left Jesus, he went straight to the chief priest. The Judah generation had a generation of people who have dual relationship. Dual. They can be good friends with Jesus and be very good friends with agents of the devil. Judas was with Jesus. And Judas was with the chief priest. Judas was with the disciples. And Judas were with those who were after Jesus. There are people with dual relationships. And can I say this to you? Can you put it down? Dual relationship is a function of dual personality. If you can be good friends with an enemy as a friend, it means inside you are two different persons. I wish I was communicating. An enemy, a friend, you are in the middle. You relate with this and relate with this. Inside you are two different persons. Dual personality. He can be a prayer band member and still be a cultist. He knows their sign. And he also knows church sign. More grace. Dual personality. If she goes to the club, if she dances, all the latest dance in the club, she knows them. When she comes to church during praise, if she dances, the latest Holy Ghost steps, she knows them. Dual personality. There are people that know all the motions of communion, and yet they know all the motions of weed and skunk. Dual. Judas was a friend to Jesus and a friend to his enemies. Can I shock you? Who you relate with is what determines what you believe in. A friend to an enemy is an enemy. Mark people and watch them. Whoever relates freely with a person who doesn't like you does not like you. Oh, nobody's following I'm talking about here. Someone had an issue with a friend of mine, and I said to him, I said, "You know, I can't actually relate with you until you go and make peace with this person. We can't continue communicating." I said, "I have nothing against you, but from what I gather, you are at fault. Until you make peace with this person, I can't." And after everything was resolved, he said to that one, he said, "This man
is a true friend.
All the while there were issues, he never communicated with me. I said, because I'm backstabbing him if I do that. Somebody has issues with you, or somebody has issues with somebody, and who you know, the person who is being victimized has become your friend. If you can't settle the both of them, withdraw from the both of them. If you can't settle the both of them, withdraw from the both of them. But if you see one who is at fault, address it and make sure you make peace. Am I communicating? Dual personality. Have you heard gospel artists who will tell you that because they were not appreciated in the church, they went into the world and they sing secular songs very well and they were very good in the church? I told some of them, I said, it's not true. The seed of God does not sing. I said, I don't believe in that. If you are really born again, whether you are appreciated or not appreciated, you will stay, because worldliness is not your nature. I was watching Pastor Sule yesterday, and he said something, and I laughed. He said, when a bottle that has dirty water begins to bring out dirty water, he says, it's not manipulation. Are you hearing me? He says, it's not manipulation, it's not attack. It is the nature of the bottle. He says, it's not a manipulation. It is what it has inside. I would not have lied. I was under pressure. You are a liar. It only took pressure to bring it out. I wish I was communicating them. It's not my condition. I would not have stolen that money. You are a thief. You only needed to be in a condition to bring out. No. Huh? Thiefry. Not stealing. Thiefry. You need to be in a condition for that nature to come out. Because if you are a child of light, what you don't know how to do, you don't know how to do. It doesn't matter what you go through, you can't do it. Am I communicating? There are people that kill for politics. Say, not that I wanted to kill, just that the treasure was small. No, you are a killer. Only politics brought it out. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a louder amen?